Aha! Aha! What do you know from funny, you bastard?
The Jell-O Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra.
Thank you, thank you. This is Groucho Marx. Well, here I am, stepping in over my head again.
With Fibber McGee and Molly.
Folks, this is just as new to me as it is to you.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny, this is Rochester.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, what an original greeting.
Hello and welcome to another week of comedy, funny, ha-ha, on Dwayne Old Time Radio.
Also, my podcasts are free of ads, so you can enjoy the programs commercial-free. If you would like to donate a few dollars to help me cover the cost of creating these weekly posts, you can donate to my channel. On the bottom of each post, there is a donation link in your preferred podcast player. Anything you donate is extremely helpful and appreciated.
Happy late new year. Sorry for the late post, the late start to 2026, but I am here and ready to go. Welcome to another year of comedy, funny, ha-ha, on Dwayne Old Time Radio. We're going to start the year with Bob Hope. Technically, we already started the year. We posted with Jack Benny, but now we're going to continue with Abbott and Costello. Two episodes from Abbott and Costello. Trip to Palm Springs with Veronica Lake. And then English Butler with Arthur Treacher. December 2nd, 1943 and December
9th, 1943.
C-A-M-E-L-S. The Abbott and Costello Program, brought to you by Camels, the cigarette that's first in the service. Camels stay fresh because they're packed to go around the world. Listen to the music of Freddie Rich and his orchestra, the songs of Connie Haynes, Billy Gray as Little Matilda, Cliff Nazaro, tonight's guest, the lovely Paramount star, Miss Veronica Lake, and starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
Costello, late again.
You know we have to go to Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you borrow Mrs. Niles' car?
Yeah, but I had a terrible accident, Abbott. I upset it. I gotta turn it over right away or Mrs. Niles won't like it.
Well, we can do that when we come back from Palm Springs.
No, I gotta turn the car over now. Mrs. Niles is gonna be mad.
I'll explain it to Mrs. Niles. Where is she?
She's under the car.
What? She's under the car?
Yeah.
Is she in a coma?
No, she's in an evening gown.
No, no. Well, then let's get Ken Niles to help lift the car.
Come on. Ken is in a good spot to help us.
Well, fine. Where is he?
He's under the car, too.
Oh, my goodness. For goodness sakes, how did this accident happen?
I bumped into another car, Abbott. And boy, was that driver mad at me. He said, for 2 cents, I'd punch you right in the nose.
And what happened?
He ran up a bill of $8.
You were very silly to argue with a driver. Why didn't you call a police?
I didn't have to. I hit one.
What?
I hit a policeman.
You hit a policeman? Hmm. In uniform?
No. I hit him right in the nose.
Oh, this is liable to spoil our whole trip to Palm Springs. Did the cop recognize you?
Yeah.
Could he swear to you?
Could he swear to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I swear right back at him.
That's what I thought.
I said, you David Copperfield, you Tale of Two Cities, you Oliver Twist.
Wait a minute. What did you say that for?
I was giving him the Dickens.
This is a fine thing. Now I have to straighten you out with a policeman. Where is he?
He's under the car, too.
Oh, my goodness. What are they all doing under the car?
Have you looked for an apartment lately?
I Wait a minute. Here comes Mr. and Mrs. Niles. Better beat it, Costello.
Oh, no, you don't. You fat-headed, flabby car-flipping fool. Oh, do you realize you left me out there under the car holding up the rumble seats?
What a lion, holding up the rumble sheet. I could spoil the whole network right here, but I won't.
don't stand there like an idiot. What have you got to say?
Good morning, Mrs. Niles.
Don't good morning me.
Good night, Mrs. Niles. That day went fast, didn't it?
Costello, why did you leave Mrs. Niles under the back seat of that car?
Isn't that where they always keep the crank?
Now, just a minute, you worm. Don't try to wiggle out of this. What about me? Look at my suit. I'm a mess.
Without looking at your suit, you're a mess.
But look at the spots all over my suit.
All right, throw the suit away and wear the spots.
Costello, I've had enough. We're going out to get the policeman and sue you for damages.
Damages?
But Mrs.
No, that's mine.
Thank you.
Ma'am. Damages, but Mrs. Niles, did you get hurt?
Did I get hurt? Yes. I have a big scratch on my crazy bone.
Put your hat on and nobody will notice it.
Oh, come, Kenneth.
Come on, Abbott. Think fast. Think very fast. I gotta get out of here before they come back with a cop.
Oh, you can cause more trouble. We're going down to Palm Springs to ask Veronica Lake to appear on our next picture.
Gee, I hope she will.
She will. Now, you wrecked the car we were going to use. What are we going to do? I have it. Well, now we'll have to rent a car.
You mean because I wrecked the car, we got to rent another car?
Yes, we'll have to rent it.
Okay. Where can we get one?
You drive.
I beg your pardon?
You drive.
Me drive?
No, you drive.
I said I drive.
No, you don't drive it. I drive it.
Drive what?
Hey, you drive.
Why should I drive when you want to drive?
Now, I am going to drive. Look, Costello, I'm renting a U-drive, and I drive it.
Then we both drive it.
No, we do nothing of the kind. I drive it. When I say you drive, I don't mean you drive. I mean that I drive, although it's a U-drive.
When you say you drive, you don't mean me drive. You mean you drive because me don't drive.
Now you've got it.
Now I've got it.
Now you've got it.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. Look. Hey, Abbott, take it easy. Don't try to get me mixed up.
Go ahead.
Now look, you go to a place and you rent a car.
Yes.
You, not me, you are driving the car.
Yes.
Where am I sitting?
You are sitting right next to me.
Is there a steering wheel in front of me?
No.
And you're positive that I am not driving?
I'm positive.
And you are driving the car?
Yes.
All right, what kind of a car are you driving?
You drive.
All I can say is somebody better be driving, brother.
No. Look, Costello, I'm trying to explain this. We go and rent a car.
Right. Now, where are we going to get it?
You drive company.
Now I drive company. I thought we were going to Palm Springs alone.
You don't understand. It hurts you drive.
Well, if it hurts, you drive.
That's right.
That's right. This thing is getting worse.
No, don't you see? The head of the company's hurts.
That's too bad. What hurts him?
Nothing. Nothing hurts him. Look, every company has to have a head.
Naturally.
This company's head's hurts.
Then let him take an aspirin.
Listen, Costello, please listen to me. It hurts. You drive all over the country.
If it hurts to drive all over the country, why should I drive to Palm Springs and get hurt?
You don't get hurt. It's hurts company.
Hurts company. I don't want to hurt nobody.
Look, will you listen to me? The man's name is Hertz. He rents cars. You drive. It's you drive all over the country.
Not with that OPA, brother.
Now, what are you talking about?
What do you mean? What am I talking about? I mean, after all, that's why I can't go. OPA.
What do you mean, OPA?
Well, I only got a puny A card.
Oh, get out of here.
A German torpedo boat streaks toward an Allied convoy in the Mediterranean. Suddenly, from an American freighter bursts a chatter of rapid-fire cannon. The E-boat quivers, bursts into flame. And a Navy gun crew has saved another shipload of supplies. They've got what it takes, these Navy gunners, and so has their cigarette. Camels, first with men in all the services according to actual sales records. Wherever they are, from Iceland to the Gilbert Islands, their Camel cigarettes will be fresh when they reach them. Cool smoking and slow burning, because Camels are packed to go around the world. More Camel cigarettes overseas may mean less in your store, so be patient. If you can't buy Camels today, try tomorrow. Remember, when you get Camels, you always get more flavor, the result of expert blending of costlier tobaccos. Because Camel's tobacco standard is the same for soldier, for civilian,
anywhere in the world.
C-A-M-E-L-S.
Camel cigarettes. They stay fresh because they're packed to go around the world. Freddie Rich plays the ever-popular Dancing in the Dark.
Costello, here we are at the Swanky Lone Palm Hotel, right out here in the middle of the desert.
Oh, I don't like the desert. It's full of insects.
Oh, not at this time of the year.
Hey, Abbott, where do all the little bugs go in the wintertime?
Search me.
No, thanks. I just wanted to find out.
Oh, now listen, please. Stop that. Come on, let's get a roll.
Okay.
Oh, clerk, clerk.
Oh, jerk, jerk.
I...
Just a moment, please. This is a very high-class hotel. I'll have you understand, I'm not a jerk.
You're not even a vibration.
Costello, will you please... Act like a gentleman.
Okay, kid.
Clerk, we'd like a room.
Very well. Do you want a room with a bath?
What do you think I want to do? Follow the arrow?
Listen, clerk. We're going to make a very important picture. Please. Costello, will you listen to me? Mr. Clerk, we're going to make a very important picture. And we came down here to see Veronica Lake about being our leading lady.
Oh, yes. She's stopping here. Every time I see Veronica Lake, I want to kiss her. My mind says no, and my heart says yes.
Well, what do you hear from your liver?
Well, Mr. Costello, if you'll just sign the register, I'll have the boy show you to your suite.
My what?
Your suite, your suite.
You're cute, too. Oh, come on, clerk. Now, what about the room?
All right, Mr. Costello, I have a lovely room for you on the 10th floor. Here's the key, 1006.
Now get going.
Okay. Hey, clerk, I'd like to leave a call for 12 o'clock.
Sorry, we're all out of 12 o'clock calls.
Then call me twice at 6.
Now listen, Costello, please. Will you take that key and get up to the 10th floor and into your room?
Okay. See you later, Abbott.
All right.
Hello?
Okay. Now listen, clerk. I want to meet Veronica Lake right away because, you see, every... 10th floor? 10th floor? Wait a minute. There's only one floor in this hotel. You haven't got 10th floor.
Oh, good heavens, man. You're right. This is serious. Oh, Mr. Costello, there's no 10th floor. Come right down.
Oh. Costello. Costello. Speak to me, Costello. Are you all right? What can I do for you?
Send the boy up for my bags, will you? Hey, come on now, Abbott. Now, let's get out of this place now. Now, I've never been so humidity in all my life.
Humidity?
Yes, he humidity'd me.
Humidity? Humidity means damn.
Then let's get out of this damp hotel.
You can't check out. You just checked in.
Oh, it's a gypsy in me.
No, never mind. Shut up. You can't leave here. Now, we've got to see Veronica Lake.
Okay, but if I stay, I want a room right close to hers.
Well, that's easily arranged. Miss Lake is in 104, and I'll put you in 105.
Ain't you got nothing closer?
Now, look. Never mind, please. Grab the bags and let's get to our room. It's right over there. Now, here's the key. Open the door.
Hey, Abbott, look who's in our room.
And I'm only 3.5 years old.
Matilda, how did you get to Palm Springs? Did you come down here on the Greyhound?
No, the Greyhound was full. I came down on a Pekingese. Uncle Louie, I got a job here in Mr. King Charney's Lone Palm Hotel.
What's the job, Matilda?
I'm chambermaid. I put lace curtains around all the mouse holes in the walls.
Lace curtains around all the mice holes? Why do you do that?
That attracts a higher class mice.
Oh, come on, now get out of here. Now listen, Costello, Hey, Abbott.
What?
That's Matilda knocking on the door again, just to bother me. I'm going to put her over my knee and paddle her. All right, you asked for it.
Ow! Ow! I beg your pardon. I thought you was only 3.5 years old.
Costello, it's Veronica Lake.
See here, Costello. I came here because the room clerk said you wanted to see me, and this happens. I've never been so humiliated in all my life.
You see, Abbott, she said the same word. That she teaches at Damp Hotel, too.
Dampness has nothing to do with it. I said humiliate, conjugated from the Latin humilius, humilia, humilium. I humiliate, she humiliates, they humiliate. Now do you understand?
Yes, ma'am. Everybody in the joint is damp. Will you stop that and pay attention to Miss Lake?
Yes, Costello. I'll have you know that I studied Latin at my mater's knee.
Your whose knee?
Mater. Mater means mother, and pater means father. Where are your mater and pater?
They went to the theater with my braider and sater. I mean, after all, I mean...
Look, Veronica, never mind,
Costello. See, I make up all my own jokes.
Will you keep quiet, Lou? Please, pay no attention
to
him, Veronica.
But you
the
don't
fact
look...
is, we came down here to see you about being the leading lady in our next picture. Well, I think that's impossible because I'm down
that's
here
Miss
making...
Slake's line, please.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm down here making a picture of my own. My director's waiting for me now out on the desert.
I'd like to go with you. How do you get out there?
On a jackass. Did you ever ride a jackass?
No.
Then you'd better get on to yourself.
That's sort of a very, very snappy remark, ain't it? That's a funny joke. I think I'll try it on Abbott. Hey, Abbott!
Now what do you want?
Did you ever ride a jackass?
No.
Then hop on my back. Get off! Get off!
Connie Haynes sings the lovely new ballad, My Heart Tells Me.
My heart tells me this is just a fling. Yet you say our love means everything. Do you mean what you are saying? Or is this a little game you're playing? My heart tells me I will cry again. Lips that kiss like yours would lie again. If I'm fool enough to see this through, will I be sorry if I do? Should I believe my heart or you? My heart tells me I will cry again. Lips that kiss like yours could lie again. If I'm fool enough to see this through, you
Maybe you're one of the many people who've tried a Camel cigarette or two, liked them, but just never got around to smoking them steadily. If you are, let me tell you the difference between smoking just one Camel cigarette and smoking a pack or two. You see, Camels do have more flavor, the result of our expert blending of costlier tobaccos. More flavor is what helps Camels to hold up, keep from going flat no matter how many you smoke. When you're on your second pack of Camel cigarettes, make a careful checkup in your T-zone, T for taste and throat, and be your own judge of Camel cigarettes' rich extra flavor and smooth extra mildness. And remember, your Camel cigarettes will stay fresh, cool smoking, and slow burning anywhere because they're packed to go around the world.
C-A-M-E-L-S.
Camel cigarettes, they're first in the service. They've got what it takes.
Here we are, Lou. Here we are on the desert, Costello.
All right, come on. Now, you had enough. Get off my back.
Pardon me. You know, Costello, you really did give me a good ride.
That's right, pal. I did, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, what are you trying to tie me up to the hitching post for?
Hey, quiet, you guys. We're shooting a picture. Get that camera over here. All right, you extras. Line up on the right. Hey, Joe, bring that dummy over here.
Okay.
Put me down! Put me down!
Hey, Costello, look at those beautiful extra girls over there. Now, as long as we're here, what do you say we date up a couple for tonight?
Oh, no. Not after last night, my friend.
What do you mean?
We had a couple of girls last night.
Well,
remember?
So, all right.
You had the best looking one.
So what?
Yours had teeth.
Now, wait a minute, please. Never mind that. Yours had teeth, too.
I'll say she did.
Yeah.
Mine had so much bridge work, every time I kissed her, I had to pay toll.
Nah, never mind that.
I mean, after all, come on. And another thing, Abbott.
What?
We're down here for business.
I know
forget
that.
Girls. We've got to get Veronica Lake in our picture.
All right, there's a dressing room over there. I'll knock on the door.
Oh, it's you boys again. I told you at the hotel that I wouldn't appear in your picture.
But, Veronica, you're making a great mistake. We've had a lot of experience in the theater. I was in Tobacco Road.
What did you do, empty the ashtrays?
Boy, she sure told you, Abbott.
Just a minute, Costello. Where did you ever act?
Where did I ever act? I played in the Way of All Flesh.
What part did you play?
I was one of the meatballs.
I didn't recognize you in that.
You didn't recognize me, eh? Well, I was wearing a spaghetti toupee.
Well, that's the first time you ever used your noodle.
Well, I guess it's no use, Costello. Veronica will only make a picture with glamour boys.
I'm a glamour boy. Just the other night, Hetty Lamar told me I was her idea of a lover. Then her husband walked in.
And what happened?
Her idea was carried out.
I'll tell you what I'll do, fellows. We're just about to shoot a scene for my picture.
That scene is shot. Now what about the next one?
Veronica, we're already on the set.
Oh, here comes my director. Oh, Cliff, I want you to meet Mr. Costello. Mr. Nazaro, Mr. Costello. Mr. Abbott, Mr. Nazaro. Mr. Costello, Mr. Abbott,
it's
Mr. Abbott.
It's getting kind of crowded. Let's get some more chairs or something, will you? He's this. Quiet.
Cliff. Can you use these two boys in our picture?
Yes, I think so. I need a lover and a stuntman.
I'm a lover.
I'm stunted. Now, wait a minute, Abbott. You're no lover.
Now, what do you mean? When I come on the screen, women sit up and notice me.
Oh, yeah? The women who notice you are too old to sit up.
Cliff, we're wasting time. Why don't you explain the scene to the boys?
All right. Now, boys, this is a very simple scene. The camera catches Veronica and Abbott in an embrace. Costello, you come into the room, and I want you to walk over to Racery, lift up the Catherine, pull in your sailor reef, and pour her out to Catmoral to separate Merriman.
How can Abbott do that to me?
You don't stand for it. You grab Veronica in your arms and you say, Veronica, I'm an officer of survival by the way. And every time that I pull you, see a little credit raise. I want you to kill the priest and not the polar vice. For the times that I sang with Hilton Penny Porter, Sir Edward Piper Taylor. Did you get it?
Yeah, I mean, you didn't say it.
Why don't you pay attention? He's directing you, Lou.
Costello, I want you to know that you can't insult my director.
Absolutely not. After all, I just told you I want you to go over to Veronica. Pick up the Santa Breeze, not the little castle in the hope of Mr. Balls. I want you to walk towards her. Put your arms. Put that little sapphire face. Pull it called the same. And treat it sort of face. And I know what I'm saying.
You and
you go again insulting him. I can't understand you.
You can't understand me! Listen to him!
What's the matter with you, Costello? Can't you take direction? Mr. Nazaro is a famous director.
Yes. You mean to tell me you never saw Gorm with the Samadrons? Or For Whom the Bells Toll the Samadrons get Independence?
I never saw them, but I saw Guadalcanal to dip.
You mean Guadalcanal dipped.
Did it? I saw it twice.
Will you stop that, please?
Let's get back to the scene, Cliff. Mr. Costello was just about to make love to me.
All right, Veronica. Now, Costello, listen once more. You fall in love with Veronica and propose to her. I want you to give me that depth and assorted grace when they pace. And I want you to go over to her and bring out the cast and bring out the Stella Force of the times when you love, not Cary Grant and those other actors as race. I want you to Stella Force and Stella Race. Don't you agree with me?
Yeah, but what about the children?
Ah, listen. He didn't mention any children.
But he could have.
Now, listen, Veronica. I've got a reputation. And I don't have to stand for this, because if I have to stand and listen to these fellas come and tell me that I've directed formeries, I've made Kentrance, Baltrance, Ingle Celebrates, Carpas, and I've made the parts of the picture. And I'm honored to sell it. And I'll do it, too.
And he means every word of it.
Look, folks, I realize I lost my head, and there's just thing I'd like, there's just one more thing I'd like to say before I go. Scanner Center for the Summer Tournament.
Yeah, I'm glad he said that, because he's a nice fellow.
Yes, he certainly is, Costello. Just think, after the way you treated him, he was big enough to walk back and say Scanner Flanison out of Stenison.
And that means a lot, too.
Yes, Lou. What have you got to say?
I mean, after all, what can I say? After the fellow was big enough to come back and say Scanner Santa Fellison Stenison.
Lou, if you hadn't been so frantic when he came into Thrallin and Calivisade, he wouldn't have been so palustide.
Palustide? That's the one thing I didn't do to him, palustide. I mean, what does he want from me?
What does he want from you? Why, at this very moment, he might be outside gilfending.
No, not gilfending. Who, Abbott? Abbott, come on. We haven't got a minute to lose.
Where are we going?
We're going outside and gilfend with him.
Get out of here.
Abbott and Costello will be back in just a moment.
Thanks to the Yanks of the Week. Tonight we salute Cavalry Lieutenant David C. Weber of Piedmont, California, who has been awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor for extraordinary heroism in Sicily. Trapped with a small patrol between a blown-out bridge and four enemy tanks, he ordered his men, armed only with machine guns, to fire. When their ammunition was exhausted, he told his men to seek cover and jump directly in the path of the tanks, firing a Tommy gun at point-blank range, killing the entire crew of the leading tank, and enabling his men to hold out until reinforcements came. In your honor, Lieutenant David Weber, the makers of Camels are sending to our soldiers overseas 300,000 Camel cigarettes.
Each of the four Camel shows honors a Yank of the Week, sends 300,000 Camel cigarettes overseas, a total of more than 1 million Camels sent free each week. In this country, the traveling Camel caravans have thanked nearly 3.5 million Yanks with free shows and free Camels. Camel broadcasts go out to the United States 4 times a week, a shortwave to our men overseas and to South America. Listen Friday night to Jimmy Durante and Gary Moore. Saturday night to Bob Hawke in Thanks to the Yanks. Monday night to Blondie. And, of course, Thursday night, it's Abbott and Costello with their guest, Arthur Treacher. And now here's Abbott and Costello with a final word.
Thanks, Ken. Well, Costello, I'm certainly glad to be away from the Lone Palms Hotel in Palm Springs and all that trouble.
That's right, Abbott. And I... Come in.
Costello, I'm Officer O'Houlihan. You're under arrest for causing personal damage to Mrs. Niles and to her car. I'm taking you to the station house.
Oh, yeah? Where's your patrol wagon?
The patrol wagon broke down.
Then how are we going?
You drive.
You drive! Not me, brother!
Oh, raise the speaking officer, eh? Take that! Now, what have you got to say?
It hurts!
That's what I've been trying to tell you all day.
Tell me what?
what?
Hurts you drive.
All right, I'll drive.
Tune in next week for another great Abbott and Costello show with our guest, Arthur Treacher. And remember, Camel cigarettes are first in the service. They've got what it takes. Camels stay fresh because they're packed to go around the world. Veronica Lake will soon be seen in the Paramount picture, Hour Before the Dawn. This is Ken Niles wishing you all a very pleasant good night from Hollywood. More pipes smoke Prince Albert. Find out for yourself why PA's got so much pipe appeal. Why more pipes smoke Prince Albert than any other tobacco in the whole world. Just open up a big red 2-ounce package of Prince Albert and light up a pipe full. See how fragrant, how mild and sweet smoking it is. Notice how easy and comfortable Prince Albert is on your tongue, because it's no bite treated. See how well Prince Albert packs and burns and draws, because it's crimp cut. Yes, sir, get a package, and you'll find out why more pipes smoke Prince Albert. It's the National Joy Smoke. This is the National Broadcasting Company. KFI, Los Angeles. The Abbott and Costello program, brought to you by Camels, the cigarette that's first in the service. Camels stay fresh because they're packed to go around the world. Listen to the music of Freddie Rich and his orchestra, the songs of Connie Haynes, Cliff Nazaro, tonight's special guest Arthur Treacher, and starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
Costello, what are you doing in the bathtub?
Ah, what do you think I'm doing? I'm taking a bath.
What are you doing with your underwear on?
The water's cold.
Oh, God. Will you get out of that tub and put your bathrobe on?
I've got the bathrobe on now.
You're wearing your bathrobe in the tub?
Sure, I don't want to get my suit wet.
Oh, wait a minute. What are you doing in the bathtub on Thursday night?
Ah, but I forgot to tell you. But Lynn Barry, the beautiful movie star, is coming here for dinner, and I'm going to have a big swanky party.
Oh, are you expecting people?
Certainly I'm expecting people. What do you think I'm going to do, have a flock of cows?
Not flock, herd.
Herd what?
Herd of cows.
Of course I heard of cows. I'm no dummy.
I mean a cow herd.
Well, I can't have a cow herd. I just say nothing to be ashamed of.
All right, all right. Let's say no more about cows, please. I'm not in the mood.
What mood?
A cow mood.
Who cares if a cow moves? Maybe watch its little kittens.
All right, look, forget about the cows. You don't know anything about cows in the first place.
Who don't?
Wait a minute, do you know what a cow gives?
No.
A cow gives milk.
No, she don't. You got to take it away from her.
All right, we understand that. That's the first thing you've said right. You take the milk from the cow's udder.
I beg your pardon?
The cow's udder.
The cow's udder what?
Costello, you take the milk from under the cow.
You mean the crankcase.
Oh.
That's the thing that's fastened to the cow's skin.
No, not skin. Hide.
Why should I hide? I didn't do nothing.
No. Hide on the cow.
How am I going to hide on a cow?
Listen, a cow on top of a cow. Just a minute, please. Listen to me. Hide. A cow's outside.
Bring her in. Let her listen to the program.
Oh, what? Shh. Wait a minute. Quiet. Here comes Ken and Mrs. Niles.
Oh, hello, Mr. Abbott. And you too, Costello. Are you surprised to see me?
No, ma'am. I was expecting a cow.
What?
I mean, another kind of a cow.
What?
Another kind of a cow.
Oh, Costello, I'm not a cow. I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
Whoa! Will you stop that, Costello? That's no way to insult Mrs. Niles.
Do you know a better way?
Now, just a second, Costello. I'm getting red in the face.
Where are you getting the blood?
Are you calling
calling my Kenneth anemic? Why, just look how trim he is in that blue suit. Why, he looks like Gainsborough's blue boy.
He looks more like Ginsburg's bellboy. Oh. A pretty shade of blue, ain't it?
You're a fine one to talk, Fatso.
Me fat? I just dropped 20 pounds.
You didn't drop it far enough.
Oh, now, let's stop fighting, please. Mrs. Niles, Costello invited Lynn Barry to the house, and he needs some help with dinner.
Oh, well, I might be able to help. I've been cooking for 12 years.
You ought to be well done by now. No.
Get the kisser on that
kid. You see, Mrs. Niles, what Costello really needs is a butler. Do you know where we can get one, please?
Well, my uncle runs an employment agency.
Well, that's fine.
Here's the address. Just go over there and ask for my uncle.
Oh, that's very nice, Mrs. Niles. What's his name?
You go. Ask for him.
Yes, ma'am. I go, but who do I ask for?
She told you, you go.
I know I go, but I gotta ask for somebody.
Well, I told you to see my uncle.
Uncle what?
You go.
Now, don't say that again. Don't tell me I go.
Stop saying I go when Mrs. Niles says you go.
All right. You go, and I won't have to go.
Costello, you don't understand. My uncle's first name is Hugo.
Oh, why didn't you say that in the first place? What's his last name?
Guess it.
Why should I?
What? Why should you what?
Guess his name.
She didn't tell you to guess his name.
Mrs. Niles, didn't you tell me his name was Hugo?
Yes.
What's his last name?
I said guess it.
That's what I thought you said. Is it Murphy?
No.
Is it Jones or Smith?
No, Costello, guess it.
Costello, and I told you for the last time. You go guess it. You
and
go
you
guess
go it. Jump in the lake. Close and all.
I'll do nothing of the kind. Come, Kenneth.
Well, Costello, they're mad again. Now you've burned your bridges behind you. That's okay. I won't show with my coat on.
Now, come on, nonsense. You've got to have a butler for the party. Now, here's Mrs. Niles' uncle's card. Call him up.
Boy, this sure is for a funny phone number.
What does it say?
Established, 1903.
That isn't a phone number.
It's right here on the card.
No, nothing of the kind. That's the year he started the employment agency. He founded it in 1903.
Oh, he founded it, the business? Who lost it?
Nobody lost it.
But how could he founded it if he didn't lost it at it?
Costello, I said he founded it.
Can I help it if you don't speak good English?
Yeah, Costello, please, you should be ashamed of yourself. Mr. and Mrs. Niles were kind enough to tell you where you could hire a butler. I was kind enough to explain how to contact the man. But did you appreciate it? No. All you do is stand there and give me silly answers.
Oh, I'm a bad boy!
Well, you certainly are.
Don't tell my scoutmaster on me.
Well, I should.
Oh, if you do, he'll take away my scalp pins. Gee, Abbott, anything but that. I have one pin for courtesy. I got one pin for bravery and one for safety.
Wait a minute. I can see the pin for courtesy and the pin for bravery. Where's the pin for safety?
It's holding my pants up.
Oh!
High over an island marked for invasion flies a Lightning fighter plane with cameras in its nose instead of cannon and machine guns. Its only protection, the skill of its pilot. They've got what it takes, those unarmed reconnaissance pilots. And so has their cigarette, Camels. First with men in all the services according to actual sales records. To our island bases go Camel cigarettes by the ton. And we know they'll be fresh, cool smoking, and slow burning because Camels are packed to go around the world. More Camel cigarettes overseas may mean less in your store. But remember, when you get Camels, you always get more flavor. The result of expert blending of costlier tobaccos. Camel's tobacco standard is the same for soldier, for civilian, anywhere in the world.
C-A-M-E-L-S.
Camel cigarettes. They stay fresh because they're packed to go around the world. Freddie Rich and his orchestra play a Cole Porter favorite, I Get a Kick Out of You.
right, come on, Costello. The Hugo Guess at Employment Agency is right down this hall. Now, let me handle this, and I'll get you a butler.
Now, look, Abbott, I'm just expecting Lynn Barry. Why do I need a butler?
But a butler in your house will make you more stable.
Stable?
Certainly. Just picture a butler in his livery.
What I got, a house or a livery stable?
Did I? You don't understand. He'll make you distinctive. He'll give your house a certain air.
What am I hiring, a butler or a skunk?
Oh, come on, shut up. Now, come on in the employment agency and let me do the talking, please.
Oh, please. You've got to get me a maid. My maid quit today after 15 years. I've lost my maid. I've lost my maid.
Hey, mister, mister, why did your maid leave?
She caught me kissing my wife.
Costello, love, please. Never mind him. Let's talk to the clerk at the desk.
How do you do, gentlemen? What can I do for you?
Well, I'd like to hire a butler.
You'd like to hire a butler? Oh, you mad, impetuous boy!
All right, brother, don't knock yourself out. I just want to hire a butler.
You just want to hire
a butler? What am I laughing at? I mean,
oh, you fool. Why don't you ask me for a date with my wife?
Okay, but one thing at a time.
Now, I'll have to ask you a few questions for my file. First of all, do you work in a defense plant?
No, I don't.
Then how can you afford a butler? Do you own any steel mills?
No.
Polo ponies?
No.
Steamship companies?
No. I'm in a rut, ain't I?
Now, listen, clerk, we're in a great hurry. Haven't you got a butler we can hire?
Well, there is one, Judson. But right now, he's over there. Mr. Morganbilt, the millionaire, is talking to him.
Now, listen, Judson. I'll give you 5 nights a week off and $1,000 a week. All right, make it 7 nights a week off. I'll give you my car. I'll do your laundry. All right, you're hired. Now, please stop twisting my arm!
Nobody's looking. Lucky fellow, he's got a butler just by a twist of a wrist.
Look. Clark, this isn't helping us. We've got to have a butler. Lynn Barry, the movie star, is coming to dinner tonight.
Lynn Barry coming to dinner? Oh, so you'll be putting on the dog.
No, we're having roast beef. What kind of talk is that?
Come with me and see our manager, Mr. Nazaro. Right this way. Mr. Nazaro?
Yes?
This is Mr. Abbott, Mr. Costello. Costello would like to hire a butler.
You want to hire a butler? Good heavens, man, don't you realize that butlers can't cross a salary to meet, and a cannery's a self-remark if it's a self-remark of orchestra available? It isn't that I want to raise the same for the foster salary could pay the source for the veteran's salary.
And maybe he'll be reclassified.
You don't understand. Look, Brown, didn't you tell Mr. Costello that the castle raises salt and bites and bites? Hasn't got any forts? And didn't you tell him that the Reese's salary is with the orchestra available, man? Didn't you tell him that?
Yes, I did.
You didn't say that, brother.
Now, don't interrupt the man.
That's right. I'm trying to show you that that's the wrong phrase to me. Now, not that the cast read. Or rain will fall and celebrate the mind read. You get the picture I'm painting?
Yeah, but you smeared it up in the middle.
Costello, he's trying to tell you that today most people are doing their own work. Even Cary Grant washes at his house.
Yes, Costello, do you wash?
Surely I wash. What do you think I am, a slob?
No, no, all the picture stars are washing. I passed Ann Sheridan's house yesterday, and I saw her washing her counter frames for Ross's soap for Philip Hillamore once. And even a little Jim did better than over Cabernet Sauvignon. Don't you wash your dwang in Philpott and Philip?
I do, but the buttons break off.
Never mind your buttons.
Never mind my buttons. What do you want me to do, be a pin-up boy?
Mr. Costello, let me ask you a question. When you had your last butler, did you pay him babadidit?
No, I only paid him babadid.
Why didn't you pay him babadidit?
Because he didn't did it.
Look, Costello, now let's not get nasty. I'm trying to tell you there's a shortage of men. Butlers today aren't just a cat for foster with a celery and hypnic rails. Why, even my butler Castle Ross the trade. I tried, I said to him, governors, did you ever sell a force of eight? Bring my condren, bring my satellite, bring my corsets, and even all of his male face. You see what I mean?
Frankly, I'm a little confused.
Why don't you pay attention to the man there?
That's what's confusing me!
Well, I could put it another way.
You could, but would you?
Now, just a minute. You can't come in here and tell me how to categorize the salary available. or even once acquitted, when you know that I'm the only one who tries to state it, what do you think I am, a castrant? It's men like you that Captain Foster South will have everybody cross with him in a salary base into the hitting gin gin did it so up.
Fuddle-dee-duddle!
Fuddle-dee-duddle? That doesn't make sense.
That don't make sense!
Of course it doesn't.
It certainly does not.
Of all the ridiculous things I've ever heard in my life, it's fuddle-dee-duddle.
All right, brother. What would you have said?
I have said, Miss Saintie's foresket to hitting Sir Kellerby the moment.
That's the word I've been trying to think of!
Get out of here!
Connie Haynes sings the new rhythmic hit, If That's the Way You Want It, Baby.
If that's the way you want it, baby, baby, that's the way it will be. I'll wait for you forever, baby. I'll wait because I'm sure that you're waiting for me. The day will come, I don't mean maybe, when you'll be mine, but definitely. If that's the way you want it, baby, baby, that's the way it will be. Time's a-wasting, wish that we could hasten to the man with the collar turned around. I'd like to do it right away, but you'd rather wait. So I say, if that's the way you want it, baby, baby, that's the way you will be. I'll wait for you forever, baby. I'll wait because I'm sure that you're waiting for me. The day will come, I don't mean maybe, when you'll be mine, but definitely. If that's the way you want it, baby, baby, I'll be waiting, sitting here awaiting. Baby, that's the way it will be.
Try a Camel cigarette, says the fellow on the radio, and you say, I have. You liked it, didn't you? And yet, maybe you're not a steady Camel smoker. You see, one or two Camel cigarettes aren't enough to appreciate what more flavor really means. Camels do have more flavor. Ask anyone. It's the result of our expert way of blending costlier tobaccos. This extra flavor is what helps Camel cigarettes hold up, keep from going flat, no matter how many you smoke. Give your second pack of Camels a thorough checkup in your T-zone. That's taste and throat. Your proving ground for flavor. Yes, and for Camel cigarettes' smooth, extra mildness, too. And remember, Camels stay fresh, cool smoking and slow burning, because they're packed to go around the world.
C-A-M-E-L-S.
Camels, they're first in the service. They've got what it takes.
Well, Costello, come here. What are you going to do? Here it is, the night of your big party for Lynn Barry, and you haven't got a butler.
Yes, but we did get a cook. Call up the kitchen and tell her what to do.
Well, be careful what you say now.
Hello, kitchen. This is Mr. Costello. I want to talk to my cook, Mrs. Blank. What? She did? At 4 o'clock in the morning? Wow! How much did it weigh? 9 pounds? At her age, too. How do you like that, Abbott? Mrs. Blank got up at 4 o'clock this morning and ate a 9-pound turkey.
No.
I never heard of such stuff.
Hey, Costello, that must be Lynn Barry.
Lynn Barry?
Don't get excited now. Take it easy.
I like her because she's a big girl.
All right, now, don't get excited.
Boy, at last. I'll go to the door. 50
pounds of ice for Mrs. Smith.
Mrs. Smith lives next door.
Hey, do you mind if I leave it here at her husband's home?
Right. I guess her husband don't like ice.
Right. Oh, look.
Oh, that was a piperoo.
Well, Costello, you'd better forget about Lindberry. I don't think she's coming.
Oh, no? I'll bet that's her now.
Prepare it up for me.
Hello, Lynn. Oh, Lynn, my darling. My precious one. My loved one. My own little Snooky. I love you.
Boy, oh boy, have I got the wrong number.
I can't stand this waiting. I'm losing my mind.
Oh, behave yourself. You're not losing your mind any more than I am.
That's close enough.
Yeah.
Abbott, this must be Lynn Barry. I'll answer it. Darling, come into my arms.
I say, aren't you a bit high-strung, old boy?
Costello, look who it is. It's Arthur Treacher.
Mr. Treacher.
Now, that's my line. Please.
I just want to find out his professional business.
That's right. How do you do, Mr.
Find out if he is a lifesaver. Well, you know what I mean.
No.
Thank you.
How do you do, Mr. Treacher? I'm Bud Abbott, and this is Lou Costello.
I'm glad you told me. I thought it was cabbage cooking.
Now, wait a minute, Treacher. The only reason I don't poke you in the nose is because I'm bigger than you.
It so happens that I'm bigger than you.
That's a better reason.
Look, Mr. Treacher, don't mind Costello. He was expecting Lynn Barry. Mm-hmm. And he's down in the dumps.
Yes, that's where she told me I'd find him.
Now, wait a minute, Treacher.
Mr. Treacher to you, punk.
Mr. Punk to you, Treacher.
Now stop that, Costello.
I want to know what he's doing here. What are you doing here, Shorty?
For your information, you poisonous person, I am Miss Barry's butler. Before she sets one dainty foot in this hovel, I wish to inspect the premises, the service, and the food here.
Here?
Yes, here.
Oh, dear.
Costello.
Oh, you like that?
Now, listen, Costello.
Our boy.
Yeah. Now, that isn't a bit nice.
Our boy can cross your
yard. Now, Costello, that isn't a bit nice coming.
What kind of talk?
Please.
Come here.
Costello, there's a reason.
Yes, sit down, yep.
No. Here. Don't talk like that.
Over here.
Yes. Lou, don't you understand?
Over there.
Well, don't you understand, Lou?
Somebody better talk besides me.
Now, wait a minute. Come here, Lou. Don't you understand? He's English.
He's English?
Yeah.
If he was any more English, he couldn't talk at all.
Quiet.
Over here.
Look here, Treacher. Who are you to come in here and question Costello's official standing?
After all, I sprang from nobility.
And you didn't spring far enough.
No, you didn't spring far enough. I'll have you know that my family is very prominent socially. My father has a country seat in Wembley and a city seat in Devonshire.
Your father has two seats?
Yes.
Does Ripley know about it?
Costello, be careful how you talk
Abbott,
to me.
Abbott, don't you start talking like that.
Now,
brother.
Wait a minute, please.
Make it more pronounced with all right. Costello.
All right, Costello.
That's better.
Be careful how you talk to Mr. Treacher. He's a polished gentleman.
He sounds like he's shellacked.
You don't understand.
Now, look here. I'm from Eton.
You're from Hunger.
You're impossible. You're absolutely impossible.
Hey, you're nuts.
I am.
Over here.
No. Mr. Treacher's an educated man. He's a linguist.
Yes.
You told me he was English before.
Yes.
A linguist.
Linguist.
What's the difference between linguist and English?
Never mind.
Wait a minute.
I can't say either word anyway.
Man, will you? Yes, perhaps I can make you understand it French. Parlez-vous français?
Oui, oui.
Bien. Vous avez étudié dans une pension?
Oui, oui.
Combien des années habitez-vous dans le Tourbon à Paris?
Oui, oui. Hey, Abbott, I'll bet he runs out before I do.
Quiet, will you, please?
Now, look here. You might as well know it, old boy. I'll never permit Miss Barry to attend your dinner.
Oh, yeah? There's Miss Barry now. Hello, Lynn, my darling.
Oh, it's me, Mrs. Niles. Am I late?
Yeah, by about 40 years. What is this, witch's night out?
Costello, please.
Boy, you sure get around.
What, do you got a sea card for your broom?
Oh, stop, Costello. Mr. Treacher, yeah. I'd like to have you meet Mr. and Mrs. Ken Niles.
Which one is Mrs. Niles?
Now, wait a minute,
quiet,
Treacher.
Quiet.
I don't go for that.
Not so loud.
After all, which one is Mrs. Niles? These people are friends of mine.
Ooh.
All of them are friends of mine. Which one is Mr. and Mrs. Niles? How do you like that, Abbott?
Good. Good for you, Costello.
You keep out of this, Kenneth.
Kenneth, are you... Kenneth, are you going to stand for this? Costello's trying to make a man out of me and a woman out of you.
Maybe we'd be happier that way.
Will you please stop those fights?
I've heard enough, Costello. I could never allow Miss Barry to associate with an illiterate like you.
Ah, gee, Treacher. Don't keep Lynn Barry away from my house. You don't seem to really know me.
I don't seem to really know you? You corpulent little corpuscle. Do you realize you just split an infinitive?
Why, does it show?
No, you dummy. He's correcting your grammar. You made a mistake.
Who made a mistake? Now listen here, Mr. Treacher. When the adjective modifies the predicate adverb, then the pronoun of the subjunctive mood modifies the dangling participle, leaving the infinitive unsplit. Do you know what I mean, Treacher?
Certainly.
Then explain it to me.
Costello, you're not going to get Lynn Barry this way. You know that.
Gee, Mr. Treacher, I gotta have Lynn Barry here. I'm in love with her. She's my whole life. She means everything to me. I gotta have her. I can't live without her.
Does she really mean that much to you?
Yeah, she's the only one that can string my yo-yo.
Very well, she means that much to you. Let me see how you'd make love to her. Now, just imagine that Mrs. Niles here is Lynn Barry.
What an imagination you got, brother.
Do what the man says. Take Mrs. Niles in your arms and kiss her.
Oh, but Miss Rabbit, in my whole life, I've only been kissed by two parties.
Yes, ma'am. The Democrats and the Republicans. That's enough. I thank you, Mother. Come here, my proud beauty.
Oh, I'm not proud.
You're no beauty either.
Well, Costello, what are you waiting for?
Go ahead and kiss her.
Not me. Treacher, if you know so much, you kiss her.
I kiss her? Now, look here, that is, honestly, you can't really expect...
Oh, what have you got to lose? There'll always be an England.
Oh, come on, Mr.
Over here.
Yeah.
Quiet.
Mr. Treacher, you show Costello the proper approach to kiss Lynn Barry. Take Mrs. Niles in your arm.
All right, I'll do it. I have her in my arm.
Now, you put your
face... What do I do now?
You put your face next to hers.
Yes.
Now you're cheek to cheek.
Yes.
From where I'm standing, it looks like a dead heat at Bay Meadows.
Quiet.
Now what do I do?
Now, Treacher, you kiss her.
And now what do I do?
Give her back her teeth.
Abbott and Costello will be back in just a moment.
Thanks to the Yanks of the Week, tonight we salute Marine Private John Perella of Springfield, Massachusetts, whose patrol was cut off behind Japanese lines on Bougainville Island. Knowing that an American barrage was scheduled to hit this very spot, Private Perella volunteered to swim a strange tropical river, past enemy positions, and in spite of heavy enemy fire, continued till he reached American positions, just in time to prevent his companions being killed by our own guns. In your honor, Private John Perella, the makers of Camels are sending to Marines in the Pacific 300,000 Camel cigarettes.
Each of the four Camel shows honors a Yank of the Week, sends 300,000 Camel cigarettes overseas, a total of more than 1 million Camels sent free each week. In this country, the traveling Camel caravans have thanked over 3.5 million Yanks with free shows and free Camels. Camel broadcasts go out to the United States 4 times a week, a short wave to our men overseas and to South America. Listen tomorrow to Jimmy Durante and Gary Moore, Saturday to Bob Hawke and thanks to the Yanks, Monday to Blondie, and next Thursday to Abbott and Costello with their guest, Miss Lynn Barry.
Good night, folks. We're a little late. See you next week.
Good night, folks.
Be sure to tune in next week for another great Abbott and Costello show with our guest, Lynn Barry. And remember, Camel cigarettes make the best Christmas gift of all. Whenever you buy them, wherever you send them, Camels will be fresh because they're packed to go around the world. This is Ken Niles wishing you all a very pleasant good night from Hollywood.
This program has come to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Thank you for listening to and showing your support for my podcast. If you would like to receive notifications of when new episodes are posted, please subscribe to my channel. Subscriptions are 100% free, and they really help me get an idea of how I'm doing. Well, hope you enjoyed, and until next time, stay safe, wish you well, and as always, peace.